I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 22nd, 2025. The best of amateur radio have been honored with ARRL Awards. ARRL honors the work of amateur radio operators who grow the hobby by advancing technology used within and the operating culture of the amateur radio service. At the second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors, hams and journalists who have covered amateur radio were honored with their awards. The 2025 ARRL Technical Innovation Award went to Matthew Wishick, NB0X, for his work on development of opulent voice minimum shift keying transceiver implementation and modern module architecture. The 2025 Technical Service Award was issued to Bill Miera, N2CQR, and Dean Sulelis, KK4DAS, who have developed and facilitated the Solder Smoke Education Project, which has enabled high school students and many amateur radio operators to construct a working HF receiver. The ARRL Herb S. Breyer Instructor of the Year Award was awarded to Dennis Simon, KB7UTV. The ARRL Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Award went to Alexa Snethen, KM6LGG. She is also the recipient of the 2025 ARRL Foundation Goldfarb Memorial Scholarship. The Philip J. McGann Silver Antenna Awardee is Micah Martin, KN6VUT of California. He has been recognized by his peers for his exemplary service in the Tehachapi Amateur Radio Association as the club's public information officer, for leading to a 59% increase in club membership and nearly tripling the number of licensed applicants in the area. And the 2025 Bill Leonard Professional Media Award for print reporting was given to McKenna Kelly and Del Cameron of Wired for their article, Through Hurricanes Helen and Milton, Amateur Radio Triumphs When All Else Fails. The award for video reporting was bestowed on NBC Today correspondent Harry Smith for his report, Meet the Students Using Radio Waves to Contact the ISS. More information about ARRL awards, along with nomination instructions, can be found on the ARRL website.